Hey, old dogs. I just want to take a moment to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Smart Move. Smart Move is the best way I know to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants. Smart Move has a special offer just for old dog listeners. Just go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25 at checkout, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com, enter OLDDOG25, and get 25% off your next screening.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is mastering effective real estate networking. But before we start with this very vital topic, I just want to touch base with you guys, as I always do, and say, hey, how are you doing? I hope you're doing all right. I hope you are just killing it, crushing it. What's another term? Crushing it, killing it, stepping on it, stomping on it, and just doing fantastic in real estate investing. I'm hoping that the shows that we have here are helping you to do that. If there's topics we're not covering, either through our blogs that we're writing or the podcast, send me an email. Say, you should really do a show on this, because I love being able to, to learn new topics, especially things that we haven't covered before, but also to be able to provide the kind of content that you guys really want. So I'm hoping you're doing okay. I want to encourage you. There's some great deals out there, and I hope you're listening to the podcast, because some people that are doing amazing out there in some very innovative ways. There is a recent podcast that hopefully you listened to that was talking about finding off-market properties with data mining and scraping, okay? So some good stuff there, and we hope to get more out to you so that you can be effective. Well, let's jump into our topic here, mastering effective real estate networking. Now, networking, I believe, is essential when you want to be a successful real estate investor. You know, you always have those people that say, no, real estate's all about location, location, location. Well, I mean, that's true. Where you buy the property does have something to do with it. But I say it's about relationships, relationships, relationships. Because without those relationships, you really don't have an effective real estate investing business. Because relationships and real estate business, they just go hand in hand. They wave together like salt and pepper. Networking is a key way to develop relationships, especially critical relationships that you need as part of your business and what you're doing in real estate. So first off, I would say, okay, you need people to network, right? Okay, so where do you find people? Where do you find people you can network with that can benefit your real estate business? Okay, I'm going to give you like just a handful here. You should be meeting people all the time, and people that can be a vital part of what you're doing to help you to reach whatever goal you have set in terms of your real estate investing. You may take on a partner. You may need a banker at some point. You may need a good broker to send you some deals and things. I mean, there's a lot of relationships that are really important. So I would recommend that you regularly meet with people that can be a benefit to you in one way or another. And one of those, I'll give you here. Here's five ideas, okay? Number one, BiggerPockets.com. Great resource, man. You can make contacts with people in the forums. You can just look up people. You can type in the name of your city and see all the people from Bigger Pockets there. You can write to them, send them a message, send them an email, whatever way you can to reach them and say, hey, I'm in your area. I'd love to talk to you. Can you get together for coffee? I'll meet you at this place. And set up coffee meetings. It could be weekly, every other week. It could be once a month. But, you know, make it a regular thing, a regular thing. If you can do it once a month, do it every month and make it a regular part of your marketing plan. And Bigger Pockets is a great way to do that. I've done that. Sometimes you have people joining Bigger Pockets from your city. You can put in like little search words on your membership. And every time your town, maybe it's Bug Tussle or something. And every time Bug Tussle comes up, boom, you're sent an email. Somebody from Bug Tussle, okay, just sign on to Bigger Pockets. And maybe you can write to them and say, hey, welcome to Bigger Pockets. Hey, do you want to meet, get together, have some coffee? Okay, that's one. REIA, okay, Real Estate Investor Association. They have meetings all over the place. You can go online. I'll have a link. Okay, and I'll also have a link to Bigger Pockets. Everything I'm talking about here, I'll have a link to, okay, except one thing. But okay, you can go to those areas and you can look under your city or maybe the closest big city or whatever it may be, and you can find if there are meetings for the REI Association, okay, the Real Estate Investors Association. Meetup.com, okay, great resource. Go to meetup.com, see if there are any meetings real estate related in your area or nearby area. You can do a search in meetup.com by city as well. Okay, if you can't find, you're still having trouble, then try to find just a local organization. Every city's got, you know, chambers of commerce. They've got networking groups. They have service clubs like Kiwanis, Rotary, Toastmasters, all kinds of groups that meet. Now, granted, they may not be focused specifically in real estate, but doesn't mean that they can't be a valuable source of contacts. And so you want to do that. Also, Google search your city. Just look up under real estate. Just type in real estate organizations and type in the name of your city. Okay. So those are some ways that you can do this. Now, some people maybe think, well, I'm an out-of-state investor. I don't really need to do that. You know, if you are an out-of-state investor, you're going to need local people, too, to support you, like a good local attorney, a good CPA, bookkeeper, people like that to support your business. So you do need local help. And another thing, if you find a real estate association, there are a lot of other people that do like you do and invest out-of-state. And maybe there's somebody that might invest in some of your projects. So you want to definitely try to connect with people that are in real estate that are local to you. Also, you may meet people that know somebody that is in a city that you're investing in. Maybe you've got properties in Memphis and, you know, a guy you make contact with says, oh yeah, I've got a friend over there. He owns this business and it's pretty successful. And maybe you should touch base with him. Yeah. You know, he's got employees that need places to stay. Maybe, you can connect with him or something. You know, I mean, it's just, you got to meet people. And it's, you know, I'm one of the worst. I'll tell you, I tend to be kind of really shy in these groups and these group settings and meetings and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, you know, it is valuable and you do make good contacts. So it should be a part of your regular work. So I'm going to give you some strategic tips, okay, on how you can become a masterful real estate networker. Okay. So number one, okay, it's a lot of it's mindset. Okay. It's really going in there with the idea of, hey, I'm not going to look for people that are trying to, you know, that can do something for me. I'm looking for people I can do something for. Okay. Cause I honestly believe that when you go out of your way to do something for someone else, it'll come back to you. And so it's really important that you can, you know, you're looking at what can I offer to others as you're meeting somebody at an event like this. You know, you get to know them, and I'll get into tips about, you know, meetings and things that you can do there to better relate and to connect with people. But there are some great things that you can do. I remember this is a long time ago, but I was just launching my own advertising public relations agency, and I was trying to connect, and I went to this group called, I think it's called Leeds Club. Some of you may know about it or whatever, but it was a really interesting concept, because sometimes you'll go to a group like, you know, whatever the group may be, and they kind of discourage people from trying to sell to each other. Well, this group is totally the opposite. The whole idea is, yeah, we're going to sell to each other and we're going to give each other leads. And so they always have like one of each person there. Like if you're an attorney, there can only be one attorney in this club or one realtor. And so the idea is that there's not going to be any competition so that everyone in this group will get to know each other. And if you have a lead for somebody who's an attorney, then you'll pass it on to them at these meetings. And you're not only encouraged, I think you're required, it's mandatory that you give leads to other people or you're not allowed to receive any. So it was really kind of pretty strict. I don't know if it still does that, but it did back then anyway. And it was very effective because as I went about my daily business, I would always be thinking of somebody in the group that maybe I haven't given a lead to, or maybe I'm just thinking, hey, this guy mentioned he needs an attorney. I know an attorney in this group. And so you're looking for ways to help out these other guys. And that's kind of the mindset you need when you go into networking is how am I going to help somebody that I'm going to make contact with? How can I be valuable for them? So my point in saying all this is that we really need to understand that networking, it's a two-way process, okay? Yeah, you're going there to make contacts that'll help you in your business, but you've also got to really put in the forefront, what can I do? What can I offer these people to be of value to them? And so I was in the advertising, I had my advertising business. And so I would, I'd say, hey, you know, maybe I can help you with that ad you're putting together that's going in the local, you know, newspaper or whatever it was. And, I would help people out from that standpoint too. And I'd do it, you know, complimentary because they were in the club with me. Okay, here's another tip. Okay, treat networking like an ongoing project. And I kind of talked about this, but the idea is the relationships you begin through real estate networking need to be nurtured in order to be effective. So if you go to these events, commit to these, you know, groups that you're in, stay in them and be there and be a regular person that goes there on a regular basis. And you start building relationships. They start getting used to seeing you. They get comfortable with you. They trust you. And they feel more comfortable referring people to you or doing business with you, right?
Evicting a tenant can be painful and cost as much as $10,000 in court and legal fees. The best way to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants is to screen your tenants. And the best way that I know to screen your tenants is Smart Move. Smart Move is part of TransUnion, a trusted consumer reporting agency with more than four decades of experience. They built an online screening service for independent landlords that delivers critical credit and background reports to you in minutes. It is a valuable tool to help you when you are trying to decide who to put into your rental property, and they can help you find your next great tenant. Only SmartMove has a credit score built specifically for rental screening called Resident Score, which can identify eviction risk 15% better than a traditional score. With the SmartMove report, you'll also get a criminal background check, eviction history report, as well as a full credit report. And only SmartMove has Income Insights, a report enabling you to analyze renter income to determine if further verification is needed. See why 9 out of 10 users recommend SmartMove, and more than 4 million landlords have used SmartMove to make better leasing decisions. SmartMove has a special offer just for Old Dog listeners. Go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com. Use code OLDDOG25 at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Smart Move. Reduce your risk of non-payment and evictions.
So what many networkers don't realize is that, you know, attending these kinds of meetings repeatedly allows you the opportunity to really nurture those relationships, which is really key. Along with, you know, connecting with the new attendees and that kind of thing, you have the opportunity again to build into that familiarity, which is important for people to be, you know, to refer and want to do business with you. Tip number three, realize that there's always more to learn. Okay. So you go to these groups and, you know, I've heard people that go to the groups and they really don't want to listen to the speaker, but they go strictly to network. And I know guys that have taken their work and sat in the back of these meetings and that's, I think it's kind of rude, to be honest with you. I think what is I think it's important that you can always learn something new. And yeah, you may have somebody who's all they're doing is just selling you, sitting here trying to sell you whatever their service is. And that can be annoying. But, you know, there's some things that that person says in that speech that might be of value to you. So listen and be a, you know, a good participant of that group. Tip number four, know that many roads lead to real estate. Now, there isn't just one path to becoming a successful real estate investor. Many possible niches, and we talk about them all the time on this podcast, exist in this world of real estate that you may not have considered before. Another secret of effective real estate networking is to widen the field of interest of the networking events you attend. For example, if you're into something like, let's say, turnkey rentals in Memphis, which I was at one time. I don't have turnkeys anymore, but I still have properties in Memphis. Don't limit yourself to attending events that focus only on your niche. Okay, you might want to go to other ones that talk about things like foreclosures or multifamily or short sales or you know, various other topics, because as you get information, it also can strangely help you in what you're doing and where your focus or your interest is. Okay, tip number five, realize that you aren't there to sell. Okay, many people can't wait to attend real estate networking events so they can run in there and advertise what they're selling. They see a networking event as a room full of captive audience there. And another idea to keep in mind here is you aren't there to sell. Okay. And you're kind of going, well, that's what you're saying, Bill. You are there to sell. Well, you're there really to help the real estate community. That's the idea, is the community is helped by attendees who share their experiences, knowledge, and resources. So when you get involved with these groups, be there as a resource to help people and to provide service to them too, as well as, you know, trying to sell what it is you're there to sell. You know, those attendees with a sort of a self-serving attitude or, you know, kind of, you know, they people see through it and they kind of avoid those folks. So in practical terms, you know, avoid sales pitches at real estate networking events. It's good to talk about what you do. In fact, that can be helpful to others, and they find out, hey, you're doing something that I need. But everyone at the event, you know, is interested to learn what other attendees are doing because they're all interested in real estate, for example. But it's counterproductive to dominate the conversation in a way that prevents others from sharing what they do, too. So tip number six, keep your promises. At any real estate networking event you attend, you may collect dozens of business cards from people. Make it a practice to write yourself a little note on each card as to what action steps you need to take. If you told somebody you're going to write them or send them something or a lead or an idea or share an article or whatever it is, make sure you do it. You know, the idea is that you know, when you commit to people, that you've got a reputation for being somebody that follows up. That'll also help you in business in general. So I'm also going to give you some more specific, like what, like the meeting environment. And this is an area, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not real comfortable with. You know, it's just awkward, and you've got to, you know, it's got to be on. You've got, you know, and there's all these, you know, folks that are, you know, they've got their agendas, and you know, and it's just sometimes can be a little intimidating. But just kind of remember, here's some quick tips for you for those types of events. Okay, remember that two most important accessories, okay, are your smile and your name badge. Okay, I know that sounds so corny, I know. But the idea, this is from Bob Berg, the author of Endless Referrals, okay? And this is a guy that knows, he's been real successful doing this. But, you know, having that name badge on there does help you. People will remember your name, hopefully. If you don't have one on, they're not going to know it, so unless you tell them. So you keep a smile on your face, you look like an approachable person, introduce yourself, and then make sure you ask that person, especially if they don't have their name badge or whatever, hey, what, you know, what's your name and what do you do, you know? And take an interest in what they say. You know, when they start talking about what they do, don't turn your head around or whatever and, you know, start looking at your, checking your text messages. You know, be sincerely interested in who they are and what they're about. Number two, target, question, and connect. Okay, again, this is from Bob Berg's book, Endless Referrals. Suggest that you focus on meeting only, let's say, 5 to 6 people at any networking event. That's kind of a little heavier than I would. I'd probably be happy if I got 2 or 3 good contacts there. But your goal is to build a connection with each individual by discovering what matters most to him or her. Berg's recommendation is that you stand near where they are serving the food and drinks. Next, pay particular attention to the individuals who seem to be the center of a group. These individuals are usually the influencers in the room. So you want to be where those those influencers are and where they're going. And, you know, when you meet somebody, ask for their card, but do not offer yours unless they ask for it. Another little tip he adds, and follow up with a question about the person or their business. For example, if you introduce yourself as, you know, Joe Smith from ABC Real Estate Investing, quickly follow up by asking, so how did you get into your business? And how does your product or service different from that of your competitors? And this allows the person to talk about what matters most to him or her, and it'll give them a chance to, you know, to inform you. And you might look at, hey, I like what you're doing. I see some real need in that. And if I can't use your service, I think I know people that can. And so it opens up that opportunity. Another tip, meet the wallflowers. There are sometimes people, I'd say I tend to be in this group sometimes, but you know, there's people in the back of the room or, you know, that, and it's funny, you go and you meet those people, you find out that these people are actually, you know, maybe the people that have actually organized this event, and in some cases are the people who wrote the check for the event. You know, so it's a good opportunity to meet somebody who might be a little shy about walking up and introducing themselves. Number four, three is an opening, four is even better. So if you see two people talking in a conversation, probably not a good idea to interrupt them. But if there's three or four, you know, it's a little more inviting. You can kind of stand over there and you know, try to, you know, at least listen in on the conversation. Maybe they'll, you know, look at you, and you can offer some sort of feedback or comments or what have you. Number five, avoid the roving eye. I mean, who hates this worse than anybody? Is you're talking to somebody and they're looking at everybody but you. I think it's just really rude. So if you're going to talk to somebody, make sure you got eye contact with them and listen to them throughout the course of that conversation. Number six, master the art of giving and receiving a compliment. Whenever possible, give compliments to others. When you do so, dig deeper by asking more about what you complimented. For example, that was an excellent talk you gave. How did you become interested in that topic? You know, and then kind of kick it off a little bit and try to get some, you know, connection there. When someone gives you a compliment, say thank you. While this seems obvious, many people brush off compliments from others. A simple acknowledgement is usually the best approach. And the last one here, know what not to do. And when it comes to networking, keep your focus on others. Avoid telling people, I'm never too busy for referrals, as this puts focus on you rather than on the other person. To be more effective in your networking efforts, be curious about what happens to others. Strengthen your connection by laser focusing your attention on that conversation. And use, you know, so just that approach that, you know, what can I do for you? It does mean a lot when you can say to somebody, you know, how can I help you? What can I do that could be of value to you? And that really sticks. People listen to that. And especially when you follow up and like they say, gee, you know, yeah, I could use some more referrals or whatever it may be. And, you know, the next day you send them an email with a couple of names of people that might be valuable for their business. That really does make an impact. Becoming a master networker will enable you to get more out of every event you attend and help you build an effective network that will grow year after year. These tips will also make you a much more valuable participant, which will ultimately reward you and your fellow investors. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here will be accessed and outlined in our show notes, so you can check. And I have a number of links in there, too, that you can link to, as well as some other previous podcasts where we elaborated on some of these areas as well. So you might want to check that out. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.